It's the problem of gun violence that has also resisted any reliable solution in some notable big cities in America. Chicago and Baltimore have experienced some of the worst violence in their recent history, despite an aggressive law enforcement response to shootings.
I'm angry. I'm frustrated. And I'm frustrated and angry that we're here again talking about another senseless murder. This has got to stop. We need some help here, folks. We have to fix this broken system.
That's a frustrated Chicago Police Department Superintendent Gary McCarthy reacting to shooting violence that took 10 lives last weekend. The folks Mr. McCarthy might have been pleading with there have gradually become convinced that only a radical shift in thinking can disrupt gun violence on the street. Something like paying people to put down their guns. This is what was actually tried in Richmond, California, one of the deadliest cities in America, as recently as 2007, when 47 people were killed in this community of just over 100,000. Operation Peacemakers Fellowships identified so-called lethal individuals and offered them cash, a year-long stipend, on condition they enter a mentoring program and stay out of trouble. Ronell Robinson got one of these fellowships, and it wasn't for his good grades in school.
I was incarcerated for a long time, and when you're incarcerated, you got a lot of time on your hands to think about the stuff that you did and how you want to change your life, or even if you want to change your life. I praise God that I was one of them people that was able to look at my situation and be able to join a good program like this.
Devon Bogan works with young men like Ronell as the Community Services Director at Richmond's Office of Neighborhood Safety. He says it creates a parallel universe where the people who might be considered to be the biggest losers in a community get to suddenly try out being leaders.
The pitch is simple. Help us reduce gun violence in this city. And in return, we'll help you change your lives around. And that includes, after 6 months of participating in the Operation Peacemaker Fellowship, an opportunity to earn up to $1,000 a month for 9 of the remaining 12 months of your fellowship. It starts with you. You have to put your gun down in an effort to get others to follow your lead.
Can you tell me a story of someone who was turned around in that way?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the New York Times references this particular young man who came into the first fellowship cohort meeting, and to have him in the room, we knew, was a coup because he had a great deal of influence and certainly created a great deal of fear amongst folks that he ran with and amongst folks from crosstown rivals. And over an 18, 20-month period, this young man participated over time very actively and, quite frankly, has provided several sort of testimonials about his own transformation of being first initially very cautious about what we were talking about and what we were involved in and what we were putting forward, and then coming to a place where he was willing to not only put his gun down, but begin to also tell us about other individuals that he felt needed to be involved in the fellowship to help him be more successful at his own personal commitments. He definitely has found himself, when asked to get into a car after a shooting, to go and retaliate, where once he used to just jump in the car without thinking about it, he now thinks about it and often questions, if I do this, what will the Office of Neighborhood Safety think of me? That represents a completely different kind of accountability that this young man is negotiating in his mind. That's an exciting opportunity. And we have several stories like that. For example, where young men in our fellowship, and again, I got to say, John, these are considered to be the most lethal young men in our city. These are active firearm offenders who've avoided sustained criminal consequences. And these young men are saying to us over time, hey, look, I would like you to ensure that law enforcement has a presence on this side of town on this day at this time, because I believe there's going to be something that goes down, and with a presence, folks will stand down, and it gives us a greater time to go back to the drawing board and figure out what we're going to do. Essentially, it creates a pause. I mean, when you have young men who typically and traditionally aren't doing those kinds of things, beginning to do those kinds of things because of daily contact, because of relationship. It can't help but to change not only their lives, but the complete environment and spirit of a city.
Well, what would you say to people who are probably listening out there, some of them, who might listen to the story of the first individual and say, well, all that nuanced change in behavior is fine, but when someone like that shows up at the meeting, you wouldn't have to worry about any of that if you just threw him in jail right then and there.
Yeah, I get it. And I appreciate the spirit of that belief and feeling. In a perfect world, you know, each of the individuals that we're engaging would be in jail. They've committed a crime. They've either shot someone and quite possibly have murdered someone with a firearm. The fact of the matter is they're not. These are active firearm offenders who've avoided sustained criminal consequences and in many cases very little contact from law enforcement at all. They're isolated. They're idle. They are negotiating a great deal of untreated trauma, vicarious trauma, and they're using all kinds of substances to cope with their own victimization around gunfire in their communities. We've got to do something differently. And in Richmond, we decided to do something differently. And as a result, our city is a great deal safer. And the numbers speak for themselves, John. Since the office was created in 2007, we've seen a 76% reduction in firearm-related homicides and a 69% reduction in firearm activity overall. For the 5 years of the fellowships, we've seen a 54% reduction in firearm-related homicides and a 50% reduction in firearm-related activity with an injury. If you just look at the fellows over the past three cohorts since 2010, 94% of the most lethal young men are still alive today. 84% of those young men have not been injured with a firearm since becoming a fellow. And 79% of those young men are not suspected of a new firearm offense. That says a great deal about what we can do if we do something different.
Given the terrible statistics out of Chicago over the 4th of July weekend, what's the first thing you would suggest doing in Chicago to begin a trend that you've experienced in Richmond and scaling it up to that much larger city?
I would say that what we're seeing in Chicago and what we're seeing in cities like Baltimore and other cities recently and historically is a direct reflection of us not having a relationship with the very individuals who are involved in this madness. We've got to really begin to engage the individuals who are most likely to be shot, the individuals who are most likely to shoot, and actually see them, engage them, approach them as vital, viable opportunities for solving this problem. We've got to embrace them as experts, and we've got to see them as a part of the solution equation for this epidemic that this country's been addressing or attempting to address for years.
Devone Bogan is Community Services Director of the Office of Neighborhood Safety in Richmond, California. Devone, thanks so much.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.